rumors spreading around. And that takes its time. About to check outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another RPM show on this Spring Equinox 2025. It's been a very long day for me because I got up at 5 to 4, or my alarm went at 5 to 4, gave myself 5 minutes to lie there thinking, like getting my head straight before I sat up. And then I drove up to Stonehenge to see the sunrise, which was beautiful, such an amazing place to go. I feel very lucky to live within an hour's drive of it. And yeah, apologies for my absence last week, with no warning or no ability to sort of really change. I couldn't get onto the computer. Basically, it was buggered. The internet was buggered. It took me until the weekend to sort it out. And in the end, of course, it was a reasonably little fix. But I didn't have the time to get to it. So, yeah, sorry about that. And I was getting a bit doubtful that I was going to make it on air tonight because of various things going on. But the equinox at Stonehenge has given me a bit of oomph. Enough oomph to get me here now. And as soon as I've come off air, I'm going to go to sleep for 10 hours. because we're going out tomorrow night. I've got to go into work. But so last Thursday we saw Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons playing on their Motorhead tour, which was brilliant. And then, yeah, we've just been constantly busy, and it doesn't stop until I land in Gibraltar, I don't think, because I'm going to be there next week, so there will be no show next week. I will do my best for a fortnight's time, so I think I will probably leave this show up for 2 weeks. This is also a bit of a special show, although I think I'm going to be returning to this playlist. So I've lost one of my really good friends from Somerset, Trev, and he used to send me lots of song suggestions, and I used to send him songs that I'd discovered, and there were just a few of us that used to send them between us, and but I didn't realise how many until I started to write them down for his daughters. And there's so many. So tonight's show is a selection of them. And yeah, I might have to do a few shows basically. But hey ho, that'll be all right. New material and all that. So it's very random. Because one of the things I loved about my friend was that he was very random. And I think that's why he liked me as well, because you know from listening to this that I'm quite random. And when you put two random people together, life doesn't seem so random. So, yeah, he will be greatly missed. But I'll come back to him. But let's have another song. So this is... I have to make a confession, actually. So I might need a bit longer, because this was knocked together pretty quickly, because after going to Stonehenge, I had to go into work for the day. And so there are a couple of songs where I haven't got the exact song. So it's a bit botched, really, but that's all right. I wouldn't mind. So he told me Lou Reed's Straw Man. And I've got Lou Reed because the only track I had was Ecstasy. So here we go. Hey ho.
Nothing ever sticks to you. Not Velcro, not scotch tape, not my arms dipped in glue. Not if I wrap myself in nylon, a piece of duct tape down my back. Love fears the arrow with the 12, and I can't get you back. An old Ford, they took off its wheels, the engine is gone. In its seat sits a box with a note that says, goodbye Charlie, thanks a lot. I see a child through a window with a bib, and I think of us and what we almost did. The Hudson rocketing with light, the ships past the Statue of Liberty at night. They call it ecstasy, 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 ecstasy. Some men call me Saint Ivory, some call me Saint Maurice. I'm smooth as alabaster, with white veins running through my cheeks. A big stud through my eyebrow, a scar on my arm that says domain. I put it over the tattoo that contained your name. They called you ecstasy, ecstasy, ecstasy. They call you ecstasy, ecstasy, ecstasy. The moon passing through a cloud, a body facing up is floating towards a crowd. And I think of a time and what I couldn't do. I couldn't hold you close, I couldn't become you. They call you ecstasy, I can't hold you down, I can't hold you up. I feel like that car that I saw today. No radio, no engine, no hood. I'm going to the cafe. I hope they got music and I hope that they can play. But if we have to part, I'll have a new sky right over my heart. I'll call it ecstasy. Oh, ecstasy, ecstasy.
Lou Reed with Ecstasy. That ZZ Top LaGrange was from 1973, by the way. I had to look that up because it took me right back to... I think Trevor was about 10 years older than me, so it he probably would have been out and about just when that was out. Right, I can't play too much slow music like that, otherwise I'll be nodding dog. So going to liven it up, and I think, to be honest, it is mostly quite lively. Next up, let's have a little burst of Arctic Monkeys.
The goods. Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried to kiss you,
You know, so many silly memories with Trev. So I remember one time a party at our place. I think it was my birthday, and I've got a foxtail. I'm sure I've mentioned this foxtail before. I bought it at Best of All when I was working with Karen and Renee there, and they were for kids. Well, no, they weren't just for kids; they were for adults. But we were next door to the stall selling tails, all sorts of tails, like dinosaur tails, fox tails, every tail you can imagine. And I remember first of all thinking, oh, ridiculous, who wants to, you know, what a waste of money, just going to wear it at the festival. And gradually over the weekend, well, I didn't even realise that I wanted a tail until what happened? Did they leave one? Oh, I can't remember. There was one on the ground or something. Maybe somebody dropped one. And I had this flash of, oh, there's a tail on the ground. And then I thought, oh, better tell them, and sort of ran over and gave it to them or whatever, told them. But it was that I had this realisation that actually, at the thought of having a tail, my heart rate increased. And I was like, oh my God, I want a tail. I remember saying to Karen and Renee, oh my God, I think I want a tail. Anyway, rest is history. They did me a deal and I ended up with a foxtail. Only when do you actually wear it? Well, sometimes I wear it when I'm hoovering, but on this occasion, on my birthday, I just decided to grab it and put it on while I sort of went out and checked if everyone wanted to drink. Just to sort of see if anyone noticed. Anyway, so I went out with it on and nobody said anything. So I took it off inside, and then like the next time I came out, obviously didn't have a tail. And the only person who noticed was Trev, who went, "Kirst, did I imagine it? Or did you just have a tail?" Because Trev was the sort of person who would just say anything. Whatever, you know, if he was tripping, he was tripping. If he was imagining it, he wouldn't care if everybody knew he was going to Lally, you know. And there were many things he loved about Trev, but I think that was one of them. He just would just come out with whatever. He wouldn't sort of sit there thinking like I might, am I going mad? You know, is my menopause gone to another level? Am I now hallucinating? But I probably wouldn't actually say it. I'd just think it. But Trev would say whatever came into his head. Right, Scott Levine. We liked Scott Levine. We batted a few Scott Levine tracks between us. This was one of them.
Old fella come round to my crumbling abode. The band used to rehearse in his garage. I know he's always suffered with some very serious mental health problems, but to me, he's always been a very kind and decent fella. He knew I was having a rough time, so on this day, he brought round 2 bottles of gin, 4 bottles of wine, some Fray Bentos pies, 6 tins of cheap Irish stew, a packet of ginger nuts, and a loaf of shit bread. I was grateful because I was hungry and I was thirsty. I was always thirsty. Then he sat down on the sofa and told me he was thinking about murdering his mum. That was a bit awkward. So I had a sip of gin, smiled at him. I was broke. Skin. Strapped. Brassic. I was broke. Skin. Strapped. Brassic. It was just before Christmas when I was sacked from the pub I worked in. They'd always warned me that I was more drunk than the customers. I considered that a perk of the job. Apparently not. 2 days later, I went for an audition in a department store to be Father Christmas. I said I was too thin and too young. Fucking bastards. Then I got pipped at the post for a job delivering tofu by bicycle. The girl who got the job could speak Chinese, which the owner liked. I had a girlfriend at the time. I called her up and told her of my financial predicament, and she sighed the longest sigh that I have ever heard. It went like this. Then she said, "Oh, for fuck's sake, Scott, can't deal with this right now. I'm just going out for lunch with Roland from marketing." Who the fuck is Roland from marketing, I thought as I put the phone down. I had the right ump after that. So I phoned a couple of pals, see if they could lend me 50 quid. So I could go and get completely arsed. I was broke. Skin. Strapped. Brassic. I was broke. Skin. Strapped. That Christmas turned out alright though, because an old mate of mine from Essex phoned me up. Said he needed a hand chopping up bushes so we could sell them as bonsai trees on Basildon Market. We made a small fortune. I did feel a bit snidey selling them to the nice old ladies. Oh well, much better that than being broke. Ever murdered his. Maybe one day I'll read about it in the paper. Thing is, I don't read papers. Even if he does kill her, probably won't end up in the papers. Because there's so many fucking arseholes in this world murdering their mums, ain't even news anymore. Not me though. I have never once thought about murdering my mum. She's fucking lovely. As well as that, every time I see her, she always bungs me a few quid. Hopefully one day I'll be able to do the same to my little girl. I fucking doubt it though. So I'm always broke. Skin. Strapped. Brassic.
Do you know, I don't know why, but that's suddenly made me remember that I heard on Radio 6 during the week the song Where's My Jumper? You know, the Down at the Disco, Bumper to Bumper. I don't know. See, that's what I mean, random. Why has Scott Levine made me think of that song? I guess it's the sort of the rhyming of it. I'll say that. Anyway, I'm going to jump across to Stonehenge this morning because it was all very mellow. So I've now done the complete sort of the cycle of the two solstices and two equinoxes. And it's, yeah, very, oh, I love it. I just absolutely love going there. It's very interesting to feel the sort of different energy of the stones and the land and the people at those different times of year. It's also very, it's a very strange experience to sort of have that time almost. I can't think of, I'm struggling for words a bit tonight because I'm tired. But I thought back to, although I wasn't, the first one I did was the summer solstice. So I've not done a spring equinox before, but I was just thinking back to last March. And also I thought back to the autumn equinox, and of course we've lost Trev recently, but also we've lost Delilah since the autumn equinox. It's quite good to have that sort of solid measuring thing. I suppose it's like when you get together with friends every year, and it's why we celebrate birthdays and makes us review the year. But somehow you review it in a different way when you attach to the seasons like that. But it was quite a mellow. I think the equinoxes are more mellow than the solstices anyway, because the solstices are busier. But the energy is, well, obviously equinox, it's balanced. Whilst at the solstice, you're either maximum light or maximum dark. So it's much gentler, feels much gentler at the equinoxes. And I just felt a bit like I was sat down at the bottom of one of the big stones and just taking it all in. And it just felt like the stones were sort of waking up and lazily stretching. It was nice. It certainly recharged me to get to this stage of doing the show. Oh, I did see a friend Lynn up there, who was best friends with Trev, so that was sad. I said to her, well, this is one place where he wouldn't have been anyway. He might have years ago with the party in, but not in the last couple of decades, I wouldn't have thought. It's just one of those places where you wouldn't be looking out for him anyway. So from that point of view, it was not as traumatic as others, because me and Easter went up to the pub where we used to meet him, and I was upset as soon as I pulled up, because so many times I've pulled up on my bike next to Trev's bike, and it wasn't the same in there, because it just wasn't. And then when we left, I just was upset again, because I thought, how many times have sort of just give him a kiss, say goodbye, you both ride off, and you never know. I don't want to get maudlin, but you never know, do you, when it's going to be the last time you see somebody. We saw him plenty of times after that, but I can't remember the last time I would have actually ridden off. But you can't, it's just as well you don't know, and you don't want to go through life expecting every time to be the last time. You've got to, I can't remember the saying, but you've got to live as though you're going to live forever in a way, haven't you, I think? Anyway, let's move on to some Butthole Surfers.
Marky got with Sharon, and Sharon got Sharia. She was sharing Sharon's outlook on the topic of disease. Mikey had a facial scar, and Bobby was a racist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Tommy played piano like a kid out in the rain, and then he lost his leg in Dallas. He was dancing with the train. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. You on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how to look through other people's eyes.
Pursuit and fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and
but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot, got him in the head. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
That's a very true line, isn't it? You never know how you look through other people's eyes. And that's another thing about Stonehenge. There's so many different people there, and you have all these. You don't necessarily have loads of sort of exchanges, but there's usually a couple of things happen. And this time, it was on my walking back, so. I mean, there was a sunrise. It was beautiful, and there were a lot of clouds around as well, which made it more dramatic, really. But then walking, I had the most beautiful walk back from the stones up to the visitor centre car park. It's a good sort of it's a good 20. I think you'd have to walk fast to do it in 20 minutes. And if you're wandering around like me, trying to see skylarks and things. It's at least half an hour, probably 40 minutes. But there were skylarks singing, and there were corn buntings. Had to get out my bird recognition app to work out what the corn bunting was. I have to confess, I sounded a bit knowledgeable then for a moment, a very brief moment. and then a woman was stopped sort of over the other side of the road. She said, "Oh, I'm just looking at the rabbits." And I said, "Oh, yeah, nice, aren't they?" And carried on walking, and I was looking and I was thinking, they're bloody big rabbits. And then I came across somebody else who had a one of those big sort of telescopic camera things. So I stopped and just sort of said to her quietly, because I didn't want to make her jump. She was really focused on taking pictures. But I said, "Do you think they're rabbits or are they hares? Can you see?" And she said, "Oh no, they're hares, definitely. They're boxing, and I'm trying to get a picture." So I just sort of stood there quietly for a bit, and she was snapping away. And then we ended up chatting and walking back to the visitor centre together. And turned out she was an American. So we had lots of, we had conversations about paganism in America. And turned out she lived in Pakistan because she was a teacher. And cut a long story short, she invited me to go and stay in Pakistan. With her, because I said, I want to go to Amritsar, you see, for my yoga, which the Golden Temple is in Amritsar. So, yeah, I mean, hey, so I followed her on Instagram, and who knows? You know, this is all the sort of brilliant madness that can come out of going to a solstice or an equinox, I think. And particularly if you go on your own. So I've been to summer solstice and spring equinox on my own. And the autumn equinox and winter solstice with Easter. And it's one of those things that you definitely sort of, you know, people talk to you more when you're on your own because they don't want to sort of intrude when you're in a couple. So, yeah. Anyway, we've just heard the Butthole Surfers with Pepper. And Trevor used to tease me about my yoga, and I remember once there was some cartoon thing or whatever about there is a pose called the Kundalini Lotus, which is when you sit on your bottom and you basically pull your legs up in, you take hold of your feet and you pull your legs up in the air, so you're sort of you get balanced. And so is that sort of a cartoon, but the sun was shining, so it was, what do you call it, anus yoga or something like that, sun in your anus yoga or whatever. And so whenever I said I was at yoga or doing yoga or whatever, that we would have a chuckle about, like, you know, whether the sun was out or not. So yeah, I shall miss that. I will definitely not be able to do the Kundalini Lotus again without thinking about Trev. Okay, so one track that I noticed he sent me on multiple occasions, was this next one from The Prodigy.
We'll be right back.
I reckon that Trev probably thought I'd like that because it has. I was always going on about my yoga chanting, and obviously that's got a bit of chanting in the middle of it, hasn't it? Don't think the penny dropped before. It's funny when you have time to actually listen to something properly when you're playing it on air. Oh goodness. Anyway, I think I thought of something else to tell you, but I can't remember what it was now. So I'm going to jump onto the next track because there's not many more to go, not many more to fit in, actually. We're going to have a blast of Rammstein. Rammstein, Benzine. And the track before from The Prodigy was Narayan. The next track isn't one that Trev sent to me. It's one that I was just listening to. Can't remember whether I was listening to the radio or whether I was just playing random tracks from my playlists. But this one came up and I thought, do you know what? It sort of summed up. Sorry about the big pauses. Radio silence isn't good. There's not much radio silence with me generally, is there? But I think it sums up. Well, I think it. Yeah, I think it does sort of sum up Trev's attitude, actually, because he did have quite a bit of power, but he certainly didn't misuse it. And yes. So this is Motorhead, Just Because You Got the Power.
This is called Just Because You Got the Power. That don't mean you got the right.
Thank you.
Oh, blimey, in that version, you can really, really hear that Lemmy's voice was going, can't you? That was off of Clean Your Clock, one of their last albums. And I think that the version I probably heard on the radio was clearer than that. So sorry about that. But then again, that's how it was. His voice only right at the end, but his voice did go. I think when we saw him at British Summertime, I remember I was really shocked because he'd lost loads of weight, and they had to have another singer on stage with him because he'd lost the power out of his voice. So, but yeah, just because you got the power don't mean you got the right. I think, that's very, very true. And there's a fair few powerful men in this world who could bloody well remember doing with remembering that. But I won't go down that avenue, not now, because I've only got one more track to play. And I can't remember whether there were other stories. I'm just thinking, I didn't ride with Trev ever, apart from away from the pub, I don't think. I think we probably only did one, we're at one rally together. It would have been a couple more than that. We used to go to bike nights and things like that, but we'd meet up there. It's funny. But anyway, cherish your friends, ladies and gentlemen. Cherish your friends. Happy solstice to you all. Happy spring equinox to you all. I'm going to play the last song. Chime my ding-a-donger bell and go to bed. But first I'm going to play the final track of the night. Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band with We Deserve a Happy Ending.
We deserve a happy ending.
Hope you're with Kate and the dogs, Trev.